Do 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 do. Oh, oh. Sorry about that. Excuse me for a second, E. Listen, guys, I gotta apologize. I just made a mistake and bumped into E. Today's lesson is on saying sorry, or I apologize, or I. Excuse me? Today I'm going to teach you the difference between each of these words and when to use them and how to use them properly. And as a bonus, I'll teach you a couple other ones. So let's go to the board and find out what the big deal about sorry is. As you can see, E is saying sorry, excuse me, and I apologize, but should we always say them? Not necessarily. Sorry is a general word. So let's go over here. When we look at, where am I? I'm sorry. Sorry is informal. That's why you hear it all the time. I'm sorry. Sorry, what was that? Sorry. It's informal. So that means it can be used a lot of times in many different ways. Because it's general, it's a general way to apologize. You hear it a lot. And inappropriately, inappropriate means the wrong way. Because people say, I'm sorry, when they really should say, excuse me. Huh? Well, it's a catch-all. You can use it anywhere. But for example, if I'm about to interrupt you, sorry is a bit strong. Excuse me would be better. But you can use it almost any time and you'll be okay, okay? That's why we like that. That's why you hear Canadians always say, I'm sorry, excuse me, thank you, we're so polite, right? Now, the other good thing about sorry is, because it's informal and it's general, it has a place where it can go from minor to major. And you might say, what the heck does minor to major mean? See, look, informal t-shirt. It's kind of cool. Minor to major. Minor is like little, like minor league. Well, you can say I'm sorry for something very small, like if I bump into you. Oh, sorry. Right? But at the same time, you can actually say something like, I'm sorry for hitting your car. And you might go, well, those are big things. That's why you can use sorry from minor to major things. And that's what makes it general and makes it, you know, a very good word to use. However, many people overuse it. So we talk about sorry being informal, general, and minor to major, but sometimes it's a little heavy, a little too much, right? That's when we use excuse me. Excuse me is for things like when you know you're about to do something, but you haven't done it. Imagine with sorry, you bump into someone, okay? You say sorry because you've done something wrong, right? It's minor to major. But excuse me is before you bump into them, you might say, excuse me. And we call that a polite interruption, right? Because something is going on and you are interrupting or breaking into it, right? You know, you go, excuse me, is anyone sitting here? You're not going to say, sorry, is anyone sitting there? You're not sorry. You say, excuse me, if people are there to interrupt them. Another thing is you can use excuse me to get someone's attention. Excuse me, is there anybody working here? Excuse me, can you help me for a second? You're not going to say, sorry, can you help me? What are you sorry for? What did you do? Nothing yet. So if you want to get my attention or anyone's attention, okay? Say, excuse me for a second. Now, also, excuse me is for repeat. And you say, repeat, I don't understand. Well, if someone's speaking to you and they're looking at you and you didn't hear it because maybe something you're like, excuse me, what did you say? I'm asking you to repeat it because I wasn't paying attention. So it's a way of saying sorry. But I haven't done anything really wrong, so I don't want to say sorry. It's just, excuse me, can you repeat that again? Maybe someone's giving you their phone number and they're saying, oh, it's 416-647, da-da-da-da. You're like, oh, sorry, excuse me, can you say that again? And they will repeat it for you. Okay, so we use this, excuse me, to ask someone to repeat. Say again. So what happens if you've gone from this general to something that's a little less formal, but you want to be more formal, right? And not just more formal, you want to take more responsibility. That's when we use the word, I apologize. See, I apologize is like a black tie at a formal event. It's formal. When someone says, I apologize, it's strong. All right? So we're going to say, I apologize. Number one, it's formal. So you're going to use it for more serious occasions. Number two about this is it's very specific. Sorry is just general. Like, I'm sorry I'm late. When you say, I apologize, you'll say, I apologize for being late for our meeting. Something specific. It's not just some general throw-off. You want to talk about a specific event or situation. So you'll say this. Okay? I apologize. And the last thing about it is you take responsibility. So when you say, I'm sorry for X, like, I'm sorry for being late, right? Okay, you're not taking responsibility. You're just saying, it happened. It's bad. Sorry. But when you say, I apologize, I am taking responsibility for the actions that have brought me to the situation in which I must come to you and genuflect. Bow down to your greatness, right? So when someone says, I apologize, it's usually a serious situation. It's formal. And they're letting you know, not only am I sorry for this, but I take responsibility for it. Okay? Sorry, circle. I'm going to mess you up a bit. All right. So responsibility. So you take responsibility for your actions. Okay? So we've hit the three general ones you've heard, but you may have heard some other ones, maybe not as often as these ones, because you will hear these all the time. And you'll usually hear people say, Canadians always say, I'm sorry, excuse me, please, we're just so polite, thank you. But there are a couple other ones. I've got three here for you now. And I'm just going to give you a hint at what they mean, and I'm going to let you guess what the word might be. So you ready? Number one, it means something, you're sorry about it, and it's a specific action or situation. Can you guess what that word might be? No? Regret. I regret doing that. That means I am sorry for this situation or what have you. I am sorry about that I had done it or it was done. Yeah? So regret. I regret. How about this one? This is the word I, by the way. So I, something, something. And it's a personal error. If you are in a relationship, be it with a man or a woman, your partner usually never says this. If you've been in a long-term relationship, you know what I'm talking about. These words do not leave the lips of your partner, be it male or female. I was wrong. So, hey, don't get mad at me if someone's married and they go, I never say that. See, they don't say I was wrong. I was wrong. All right? It's a marriage joke. It's just a joke. Okay, next. How about the last one? Four words. And this means states It states responsibility. So you're taking responsibility and it's saying here, stating, it's my fault. Yeah, I almost said it. I almost said it. Right? So when you say that was my fault, whatever happened, you're saying is don't blame this person, don't blame E or anybody else. That was my fault. It was my responsibility and I wasn't able to follow through. I made the error. Yeah? So these are different ways of saying sorry as opposed to just saying sorry. Because I know that's the first word they teach you to say when you go to school. I'm sorry I did this. I'm sorry I did that. But you have a fuller vocabulary now. And what's better, you have a better of understanding to when to use it. So if you're walking into somebody and by accident, before you hit them, you say, excuse me, and move around. No harm, no foul. It's okay. Now, if you actually, boom, bump into them, you can go, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah? Now, if you weren't paying attention, and maybe you bumped them and they almost fell, you can say, oh, I apologize. I'm taking responsibility for that. Because even though the two of us hit, I will take responsibility for that. Yeah? Now, the word regret, for instance, I regret having garlic at lunchtime because nobody wants to talk to me. Call me Hal for halitosis, bad breath, bad joke, right? And to say I was wrong, you're saying I made an error. It doesn't mean you did anything wrong. It means I was wrong. Maybe I didn't know, or I gave you wrong information. You don't have to always take it on yourself as in you're a bad, bad, bad person. You know, I was wrong. The book's name is such and such. I'm not apologizing for it, right? And finally, this one, that was my fault. That's really big of you because you're saying, hey, whatever went wrong, it was on me. Don't hold anyone else to account, right? An apology lesson wouldn't be complete unless we talked about how to give a real apology. Because for most people, they think they say, if I say, I'm sorry, I've given you an apology and you should be happy. But no. If we are going to do this properly, and because you are Ingvid students, and I know you want to learn proper English, first you're going to use one of these things we have here, right? So depending on the situation, right? I'm sorry, I apologize, right? Excuse me, that was my fault, my bad. But then the first thing we're going to do is accept responsibility. Use one of these, right? Right off the bat. Don't try and say, because some people say, I'm sorry, but you did this, or I'm sorry, but that. As soon as you say, but, anything that fault came before does not count. Don't use them. You say, I apologize, I'm sorry, I regret, that was my fault. Accept responsibility. Then, you're going to do something crazy. Oops. Just because you apologize and took responsibility doesn't mean the other person isn't allowed to say something about how they felt, right? They have the right to say, this made me feel this way, or I felt that way, or what have you. And your job is to shut up and listen. You were the one who made the mistake, and if you're accepting responsibility, you have to give them some breathing room to speak. So they say, blah, 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 I felt bad, I was lonely, or I felt frustrated, blah, blah, blah. You said, I'm sorry, you wait. Let them speak. Okay? The next thing after they do that, and you've listened, you ask, really important that many people forget, ask them, what can I do to fix it? What can I do to make this situation better? When I was younger, I worked as a waiter. And if something was wrong, you might go, what can we do to make this better for you if the food was bad? Sometimes they'd say, get me another plate, or something. They'd say, take this off the bill. But you would ask them, what would make it better for you? I've apologized, I've taken responsibility, but I haven't done anything besides give you words. You've now told me how you felt, and I listened. And I want to, because I mean it, how can I make it up to you? And then they'll tell you. And the final thing, which is the best thing, is this. Okay, that's hardest. This is the hardest part of an apology. If you've told somebody sorry, and then you've listened to them, and you've asked what you can do to fix it, but then you repeat the behavior, don't bother apologizing, right? Because you're not really sorry. Because to be sorry is to feel bad about what you've done because you are responsible for it. Yeah? Now, here's a little secret. I'm usually late, it's true. So what I will say is, and you could say this to them, I appreciate your patience. I appreciate your understanding. Because what you're saying to them is, I know I've screwed up, but I appreciate the fact that you had given me some time and patience and allowed me to be. So you're thanking them for doing something for you while you're apologizing. Because if you're going to do it again, not that you should, I'm not saying that, you go, you know what? thank you for waiting and being patient. Now, you've not drawn attention. You have, in a way, drawn attention to your behavior. But what you're doing is showing appreciation for that fact that that person has waited for you. Or if you've done something wrong, they've been patient with you and allowed you to fix it. Cool? So that's from me to you. Don't overdo it. They don't want to hear that thank you every single day, because after that, that's as bad as not apologizing at all, right? But that's a little secret you can pull out of your back pocket, and you'll be surprised how many people will go, okay, cool. You acknowledge the fact that I've done something by waiting, being patient, or accepting something you've done wrong with grace. That means being nice about it. Anyway, that's my lesson for today. What I would like to say to you is thank you for watching. Be sure to check out other videos at Ingvid, www.ing as in English, vid as in video.com. And check out other videos I have on reading, writing, listening, speaking. You'll have to excuse me. I can't remember anymore. Anyway, take care. Bye for now.